Dear readers, this week I have some questions to challenge you. Rather than answering your questions this week, I'm going to offer you a quiz to see how much you have already learned about nutrition. These are true, false type answers based on past columns. The answers are posted below. Are you ready? Test your nutrition knowledge. To each question, answer true or false. Check the answers below. Our brains need glucose to function. Alzheimer's has been linked to excess carbohydrate consumption. Essential fatty acids are damaged by heat and light, meaning if you cook them, they aren't very good for you anymore. Butter and fiber give us butyric acid, and this is the primary source of energy for our colon cells. Sheep and goat milks require more processing to be homogenized. A2 milk is less inflammatory for many people who can't tolerate normal milk. It is impossible to figure out store-bought yogurts without a PhD. Mac and cheese is actually legitimately addicting. All calories are equal. Excess tummy fat means we are on our way to type 2 diabetes or Alzheimer's, or both. Margarine is superior to butter for our health. Vegetable oil is superior to saturated fat to cook with. Low-fat products are good for the heart and help us lose weight. People with darker skin tones may require more supplemental vitamin D. Calcium keeps your bones strong. The answers: false. Our brains can also run on ketones, and in cases of epilepsy, psychosis, and neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, ketones have been shown to be metabolized better. True. Alzheimer's is now called type 3 diabetes. True. Omega oils are very unstable in the presence of heat and light and oxidize, creating a toxin in your body. Always buy omega-3s in strong, dark jars and keep them in a cool place. True. Both butter and fiber provide butyric acid, which our bodies use to fuel our colon cells. False. Both sheep and goat milks are naturally homogenized. True. The casein in A2 milk seems to be superior for many people with reactions to normal dairy, even those who thought they were lactose intolerant. True. Stick to unsweetened, full fat, and try to get one that's had the bacteria added after it was pasteurized. If you can't find it, just make your own, as it's really easy. True. Read about it here. False. Calories aren't all equal. Harvard Health explains why. Unless you're pregnant, this is absolutely true. False. Trans fats and vegetable oils, in margarine, are really, 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 add way more really's, bad for you. False. Vegetable oils are supremely toxic and inflammatory. See how they are made and read more here. False. Read last week's article on this issue here. True. Dark skin has more melanin, which protects against sun damage and filters out vitamin D as well. So it takes more sun to get the same amount of vitamin D as a pale-skinned person. Thus, it's important to supplement if you have dark skin and live north of the equator, as we do. False. In the absence of vitamin K and D, the calcium we consume does not correlate to strong bones. Often it ends up in our arteries. To benefit from calcium, it's important to get the fat-soluble vitamins in adequate doses. If you felt stumped by these questions, you may want to tune in every week. If you got them all, reading nutrition information is really paying off. Now I want to know what your current nutrition questions are. Just send me an email at naninutritionista@gmail.com. And if you're looking for more specific health information, check out my website at hopenotdope.ca. Namaste. Nani Nutritionista.